This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Now, this one came from Vander Carson in the Courier Mail. And when I read it, I had to check the date to make sure it wasn't April 1. A Queensland public servant accused of stripping his shirt off and having cream rubbed on his chest is fighting for compensation from the state government in Queensland. Kirk Bond and his public servant wife Robin Bond allege they were bullied, harassed and discriminated against by their boss when she told them, the female boss, "You two are ridiculous," after seeing Robin, Kirk, applying the cream to her husband, Kirk Bond, as he sat at his desk. The incident occurred in full view of their co-workers in their open plan office north of Brisbane, November 21, 2011. Their boss, Christine Thomas, claims that Mr. Bond stripped his shirt off and had cream applied to his bare chest. Mr. Bond says he only lifted his shirt so his back and shoulders could be soothed. I mean, is this a G-up? What workplace is it where a Queensland public servant and his Queensland public service wife can apply, apparently, sunscreen or sun cream, as the case may be, on his back and shoulders during working hours? Christine Thomas, the boss, I agree with her, told Robin it was inappropriate and she should apply cream to Mr. Bond in a meeting room. Now, there you go. She said, look, if you've got to do it in a meeting room. Apply the cream, that is. The couple from Butterham were both conveners in the Youth Justice Conferencing Arm of the Attorney General's Department and work in bringing together juvenile offenders with their victims. That office is now located, I think, in Mooloolaba. Both were awarded workers' compensation for mental stress last year. Workers' compensation for mental stress. What, because the boss said go and do it in a meeting room? They were among 4,047 workers awarded statutory compensation payments for mental disorders in 2013-14, according to WorkCover in Queensland. Several months after the payments to the couple began in mid-2014, the department challenged their entitlement. The couple are fighting in the Supreme Court to secure their right to compensation. They claim the discrimination and bullying began in 2011 when they were dating. Mr. Bond argued massages in the office were routine as it was a loose work environment and claimed Miss Thomas, the boss, often received lengthy back and neck massages from a colleague named as a senior convener, Richard Hood. I had seen Richard Hood applying oils to the same places on Christine's body while in the workplace on a number of occasions, Mr. Bond claims. Miss Thomas denied this. That's just the way our workplace was. Miss Thomas denied bullying, harassing or discriminating against the couple. She said massages occurred in the office, but clothing stayed on and massage oil was not used. What sort of lunacy is this? I mean, I'm reluctant to say only in Queensland, because it probably happens elsewhere as well. Mr. Bond claimed Mr. Hood, this is Richard Hood, Dick Hood, thoroughly massaged Robin's leg at a team meeting before giving her acupuncture. I mean, this is the Attorney General's Department. Did this happen while Jared Blay was in the chair? We need to get Jared on. I know he's no longer in the chair, but strike me pink. Christine was perfectly fine with the massage and acupuncture treatment in the presence of our entire team. What are you telling me that Mr. Bond, not James, but Mr. Kirk Bond, shaken, not stirred, is claiming that his boss was getting acupuncture while, love that word, acupuncture, while in front of the entire team. Apparently back and neck massages in the workplace are fine when the person is giving them is Richard, is Richard Hood. This is from a court document. However, according to Christine, if Robin applies a bit of lotion to her husband's sunburnt back, it's not okay, Mr. Bond said in court documents. Christine apparently approves of workplace massages that do not involve the use of oil, but would reprimand any employee who used a lotion. Well, look, I've got nothing against Robin and Kirk Bond. I'm sure they're lovely, delightful people. But for God's sake, take a shower. If you can't keep each other's hands off each other in the office, take the option of going to the meeting room. And if you do have sunburn, well, address the problem before you get clothed and come to work. It's not a holiday camp, it's the Attorney General's office. And now the thing's in the Supreme Court. I'll look forward to episodes 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 from Vander Carson shortly in the Courier Mail.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.